At first, we were ignored, although he could be seen squinting our way every now and then. He palavered with elders of the town, and then with several folk who were summoned forward from the crowd. One of them evidently displeased him because he suddenly screamed an order, and two of the Amazons stepped forward, drawing their cleavers, and laid into the victim, literally slashing him to pieces, spattering the skull platform with blood. When they were done, slaves came forward to sweep what was left of the body off the stage. Now we were beckoned forward. Gizo was even more horrifying at close range, but he was civil enough to spring, laughing hoarsely and chattering at him through one of his officials who spoke Fair Coast English. They palavered for a while about the slaves who had been sent down to our ship, and then Gizo ordered stools to be set for all our party, and we squatted down at the edge of the dais while servants brought food, stew and fruit and native bread, and a powerful beer. Gizo gorged and talked, spluttering out food as he squealed and barked at Spring. All told, it was as pleasant a meal as one could have in the presence of a terrifying ogre, with the blood still sticky before his feet. Another distraction was the Amazons. One of the white-turbaned leaders stood close by me, and I gave her a wink. The sullen face never altered, but a moment later she raised the fly-whisk that dangled from her wrist and brushed away an insect buzzing around my head. I could see she fancied me. Black or white, savage or duchess, they're all alike. Meanwhile, the meal finished, and Gizo beckoned Spring to draw his stool closer. They grunted away at each other, and I heard Spring suggest the purchase of 6 of the Amazon women. This threw Gizo into a great passion, but Spring let it rage and then whispered to the interpreter again. There was much conferring, and Gizo barked and screamed, but less loud each time, and at last Spring turned to me.
"Show him your pistol," says he.
And I handed it over. Gizo pored over it excitedly, rasping questions at Spring, and finally it was given back to me, and Spring says,
"Fire it for him. All 5 shots as fast as you can, into the side of the death house will do."
I stood up, all eyes on me, Gizo chattering and bouncing up and down on his stool. I drew a bead on one of the skull bricks and fired. I thumbed back the hammer smartly and loosed off the next 4 shots in quick time. 5 gaping holes were smashed in the wall, with splinters flying all over the place. The mob roared. Gizo beat his fists on his knees with excitement, and even the Amazons put up their knuckles to their mouths. My own Pipsy Popsy stared at me, round-eyed. Then Spring called up one of our seamen, who carried a case, and when he opened it, there were the 5 other Colt pistols. Gizo slobbered and squealed at the sight of them, but Spring wouldn't hand them over. They whispered away again. And then Gizo rolled his eyes at the Amazons, summoned my girl, and mumbled orders to her. She didn't bat an eyelid, but snapped a command to 6 of her wenches. They grounded their spears like guardsmen, put by their cleavers, and then stood forward. Gizo yammered at them. One of them said something back. Gizo yelled at them, and from the ranks of all the other Amazons there was something like a gasp and a murmur, which rose to a growl. They didn't like what was happening, and Gizo had to stand up and bawl at them until they were quiet. I didn't like the look of this. You could feel the anger and hatred welling up around us. But Spring just snapped shut the case, handed it to Gizo, and then turned to us.
"Mr. Kinney," says he, "the palaver is finished. Form up round these 6 women. We're getting out of here."
Then he tipped his hat to Gizo, who was sitting back on his stool looking damned peevish. Our fellows had turned to face the crowd, who were milling closer beyond the ranks of the Amazons. It was beginning to look ugly, but Spring just marched ahead, bulldog fashion. The Amazons stepped back smartly to let him go, and with our 6 black beauties in our midst, we followed after.